RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to go to our talk and text line. This is our Tiger Scout Notebook, and it's brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patients and patient care. On our talk and text line from Locked On SEC, and I think he's in line getting credentials right now. Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining us, man. We interrupted your in-line deal getting them credentials at the Texas Bowl.
Nah, man. It's about 30 people in line, so I got as much time as you guys need.
Well, 30 people in line. Oh, you're going to be there after this interview's over. I'm just telling you right now. Chris, we talked about this in the earlier part of the show, is kind of what you expect from this LSU team. And it's the big question, Mark. I know what I think I'll get from Houston. Everybody's sort of intact. I know their starting center it won't play in this game, but they look like they're going to roll out everybody. And so LSU got to strap it on. But this is always, to me, in these bowl games, the way it's played today, sort of off-Broadway to January 2nd. And that's when you're going to be in the big-time stage because the transfer portal hits.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting part is, you know, seeing a lot of purple and gold out here outside NRG. I mean, there's a lot of LSU fans that made the trip because it's an easy trip. It's a short trip to make over here to Houston. But, you know, kind of the vibe talking to a lot of people out here is, you know, we're ready for Friday. We're ready to turn the page and get this season over with.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think this game means a little bit more to Houston than it does LSU. I mean, Willie Fritz, you talk about year two here and already turning the program around, a chance to put a cherry on top with a 10th win would be huge for his program. For LSU, I mean, look, you win, you lose, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to have much bearing on who stays or who goes or what next year's team is going to look like. So I think you're just trying to get through this game. But there was a little mishap the other night, and they had both teams at a function for the bowl game, and they were both singing karaoke songs, and apparently the LSU fans or LSU players, a few of them, were mocking some of the U of H players on you know, their size. And so, you know, that a little bit of extra spiciness, I think, heading into this one.
Hey, you bring that up, and I was telling this to Jeff Palermo. We had Coach Fritz on Monday. And when I asked him, I said, what's the thing in looking at LSU? He's like, two things. One, their second string guys are all 4- and 5-star recruits. So he says, it's not like we're going up against 1-star athletes, 0-star athletes coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, he brought it up about the size difference. And he said, Mike, I'm telling you, we don't see teams with this sort of size. Like you said, now, Texas Tech was a different animal. It was different. They look like an SEC team. But he said LSU size and athleticism jumps out at you. And that you bring that up, that kind of fits hand in hand with what Coach Fritz said Monday to us.
Yeah, I mean, I think this tonight is going to be a lot about the want to, right? Does LSU want to be here? Do some of these players want to play with effort? And if they do, yeah, I mean, I think this offensive line can get a push. I think you could see guys like Caden Durham and Harlan Berry getting some good yardage. And to me, we're going to know early on. If LSU can run the football, they're going to perhaps be the team that can be the bully tonight. But if not, again, U of H and Connor Wegman, they want to establish their offense very early. And if they get up early, I just don't know the way this LSU team's built right now with Michael Van Buren, if they're a team that can play from behind.
One of the things in this game, we're going to see two unique tight ends in Tre'Davious Green, and then you look at Kozel. And, you know, and Coach Fritz talked to us about Tanner and kind of his ride at Bowling Green. Then he goes to Wisconsin for a short deal, and he said, we never stop recruiting him. And then he decides, Wisconsin's not for me. I want out. And he goes to Houston in the kind of season he's had. I mean, I don't think you'll see another bowl game with 2 6-foot-7 tight ends.
No.
No, you won't. And if you remember, this game last year was the game that Tre'Davious Green played a big role in when they beat Baylor. You know, he was wide open in the end zone about every time they get down there. So, you know, I think both of those guys could be a big impact today. I've been told by a couple people throughout the year that they think that Houston's tight end is one of the best in the country. So, yeah,
I agree.
I'm circling two guys to watch tonight. It's certainly both tight ends on both teams.
What do you think will happen? Because between LSU and Ole Miss, it's like a dysfunctional family between the two of them. Okay, they've already administrators going from Ole Miss to LSU, LSU to Ole Miss. We see the assistant coaches, same sort of thing. And you think that's bad. Wait till January 2nd hits, and then the players start to kind of swing back and forth. I would suspect that, Chris, they're going to have a lot of movement just between Jackson and Oxford, so to speak, and Baton Rouge with players.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it's the pettiness is in full effect. You know, there's a lot of Ole Miss fans and people with money that are pissed off, and they're mad that Lane left them, and they want to kind of slap LSU in the face. It's funny that every time news has come out on social media of a different LSU player intending to enter the portal, there's Ole Miss accounts just picking up going, see, nobody wants to play for Lane. Nobody wants to play for Lane. So they're jumping on this thing. And I'm telling you, I mean, it's going to get into a bidding war for Kewon Lacy, the running back. There's been reports that Ole Miss is offering him around $1.8 million. LSU's going to have to go upwards of $2 million to get him. So this thing's going to be really fascinating. But you're right. I think we're going to have multiple players in the double digits going from Ole Miss to LSU and vice versa from LSU to Ole Miss.
One of the things that's different between college and pro football, they pay running backs pretty good at the collegiate level.
They do, but not
in the NFL. It's a little bit different situation, but they value that top running back a lot more than most NFL teams do. Goes to show you how, while the games sort of mirror one another in a lot of ways, that's one factor that's different.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, I mean, look, you know, Kewon Lacy is, you know, to be, what, an all-SEC running back and one of the best in the country. He and Ahmad Hardy at Mizzou, who we're going to get to see tonight as well. I mean, to me, they're two of the best in the country, yet, you know, do you need to pay that much? You know, LSU may look at it and say, you know what, $2 million is a little bit too much to invest in just one player, that you might be better served keeping a Harlan Berry and maybe going and getting another running back from a different school and kind of going running back by committee. So, yeah, it's changed, man. I mean, you know, Ash Jeti was one of the best in college football last season, and look at what he's doing with the Raiders. He's had some nice games, but it doesn't translate to wins at the next level. And, you know, it feels like the NFL is really trending away from those high draft pick running backs these days.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about a bunch of offensive guys over at LSU this particular game. We're trying to figure out what kind of offense are we going to see. Are we going to see the same offense that came out against Oklahoma?
I hope not.
Which was the same offense that was weeks previous to that. Or are we going to see something different? And then the other question in that, Chris, is do you, like, if something happens to Van Buren, do you anticipate Juwan Johnson coming in and playing quarterback?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, the walk-on kid is supposed to be the backup quarterback. So, look, I think they need Van Buren to be healthy tonight. But even if he is and he's the quarterback the whole game, I don't think they're going to have very much success unless they're running the football. So don't expect an aerial attack. And, you know, like Nussmeier was in this game last year against Baylor, throwing for 300-plus yards. I don't think we're going to see that out of Van Buren tonight.
What do you think will be the top – for me – I think everybody wants to see what happens with Trinidad Chambliss. And we'll figure out with Lacey, because I think the money's going to get involved one way or another. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't offensive line be the big target area for LSU come January 2nd?
Well, that's the fascinating thing that's happening right now, Mike, is all the names on this that are starters on this LSU offensive line that are intending, you know, announcing their intentions to enter the portal. That it's just becoming like, okay, well, if these guys don't, you know, aren't staying, are they being told that they're going, that they need to go elsewhere, or that they need to, are they being told that they're going to get some more money from NIL? And, you know, that's going to be the fascinating part. Maybe Lane Kiffin has his eyes on some different players that they want to get, and they're telling these current guys, look, you're not good enough. You're not going to start here. So, it's going to be fascinating to see how the dominoes fall, but yeah, I've seen most LSU fans, though, being realistic about it, saying, look, Tyree Adams, Kyrius Kern, we loved you, but no offense, we weren't exactly very good on the O-line. So if you want to head elsewhere, hey, best of luck, we'll find somebody better.
Going to the SEC teams that are still breathing at this point in the playoff system, you know what? A lot of people think Indiana will take the belt off and spank the backside of Alabama. Chris, I don't see that.
I don't see that either.
I think this game is a shot for Alabama here. And, man, when you haven't played in almost a month, that's a long time that you haven't played. And I do think Ole Miss has a shot there against Georgia. I really believe that.
Yeah, I mean, first off, with Alabama, I've had several people tell me they think it's wrong team favorite, that they think Alabama is going to be the more physical team, and Fernando Mendoza is going to see, one of the better defenses that he's seen this year. Kane Womack, I mean, that Bama defense has really gotten better on the backstretch of the season. Now, the offense was what was struggling, but, man, they didn't seem to have much trouble there in Norman from the second quarter on, so... momentum shifted big time in that game, and that builds confidence. I mean, that Bama team's going into Pasadena feeling good about themselves. Ty Simpson, I saw today, said, we got the mantra of nobody believes in us. Nobody believes in Alabama. So that's a dangerous team and a dangerous attitude to have. And keep in mind, Kalen DeBoer has had postseason success when he was at Washington. He knows how to handle, this level. So we'll see on them. And to your point with Ole Miss, man, I've talked to so many Rebel fans who are making that trip down to New Orleans, I would not be shocked, guys, if it's 65, 35 Ole Miss fans in the Dome that night, maybe even more.
Oh, so, yeah, I think I more. Mean, I think it's more 70-30.
Yeah, I mean, don't let Ole Miss get a lead and get momentum in that game. I mean, those players will start believing it, and they want nothing more than to stick it to Lane Kiffin and prove that they don't need him here. So,
and in Louisiana.
I, I said to some people, I said, this might be Pete Golding's only good run ever at Ole Miss. He might have multiple playoff wins here and then go 6-6 the rest of his career, but it's all about this run right now for them.
Yeah, I think you can only win the championship in the year you play
that
in.
That you're playing in, that's right.
You can't worry about what happens. Now, you worry about it when the portal hits and everything else, but I do think that they have a team piece together that I think Georgia doesn't like to go against, and that is a team that can put points up and match point for point. And with Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback, and you got that big hammer running back in Lacey, and those receivers are really good. You better get in the track meet if you're going to beat Ole Miss, points-wise.
Well, I hope they sent a Christmas card, though, to LSU and said thank you again for Charlie Weiss and Joe Cox and the rest of those coaches because, I mean, that offense looked like it didn't miss a beat there. And, again, Lane Kiffin was the architect, but, you know, he doesn't have to be there in-game. It's all his assistants. They've done this all year. They know how to run the offense. And to your point, Trinidad Chambliss, I mean, look, the article the other day on ESPN said he may not get a 6-year of eligibility, so this might be it for him. He's going to want to leave everything he's got out on that football field, and I think we're going to see a great effort from Ole Miss.
Are you surprised with as many changes that are happening today at the University of Texas with the Longhorns, player-wise? And then, you know, Will Muschamp as a defensive coordinator is one thing, but, man, they've got a lot of people in the portal also.
Yeah, that move is just fascinating to me on Muschamp.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had several people say, okay, they're not going to get better defensively. They might just be just as good with him getting rid of Pete Kwiatkowski. But to me, you know, all the Texas fans were complaining about the offense all year, that it was the offensive side that was inconsistent. Now Arch Manning got better as the year went along, and I think he's going to look really good in this bowl game against Michigan coming up in a couple days. But it was kind of a head-scratcher for a lot of folks around the country saying, well, I thought Texas' defense was pretty good. And statistically, the past two seasons under Pete, they were one of the best in the country. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, they have a ton of guys entering the portal. In fact, C.J. Baxter and Trey Wisner, their two starting running backs, are heading to the portal. There's a lot of momentum guys building towards Jaden Ball, the Florida running back who was the third leading rusher in the SEC this year, that he might be a guy who ends up over there in Austin before all said and done. And with Jabbar Jalouk heading over there, that might just happen.
Yeah, it could well be. I know Coach Summerall didn't do too well with the quarterback keeping him because he's in the portal also.
Yeah.
But, man, but to lose Ball, that's a different story there because he was their hammer guy too at Florida. Man, he's one hell of a back. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Man, we'll let you get your credentials and everything. Have a great seat.
Yep.
Hope it's a better seat than you and I had for the national championship game, LSU Clemson.
Well, I'll be down there for the Sugar Bowl, Mike. So if you're around, I'll say hello.
Oh, okay. We'll meet up then. Thanks so much, Chris. I appreciate it, bud.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
All righty. That was our Tiger Scout Notebook, and is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patients and patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and his great staff at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. We come back, we'll have more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.